I'm Jennifer Fuller reporting the news on WSIU. We'll see clouds moving in today. Breezy conditions with a high around 73 degrees. We'll see a chance for showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon into tonight. The Illinois General Assembly left the capital city last week for a two-week spring break without progress on an annual budget. The House approved an $817 million spending plan that Democrats call a lifeline. It would take money from special funds to help universities and social services. Republican Governor Bruce Rauner disapproves of that measure, and the Senate continues to work toward a grand bargain to end the budget drought. The Senate promised to deliver a resounding vote in January to break a two-year stalemate over a fiscal blueprint. Democratic President John Cullerton of Chicago is still trying to convince Republicans other than Minority Leader Christine Redonio of Lamont to come on board. The House and Senate return the week of April 24th. They're scheduled to adjourn May 31st. Before they left Springfield, lawmakers began consideration of whether to make milkweed Illinois' official wildflower. It would also stop municipalities from fining residents who grow it. And as Tom Lisi reports, a Girl Scout troop from Central Illinois traveled to the Capitol to rally support.
I want to thank the Girl Scouts, 6195.
They sounded more like D.C. lawyers than cookie sellers.
We went lobbying earlier today, and we had a few senators who said they would co-sponsor milkweed to be the wildflower bill.
And scientists, too.
It's what keeps monarchs alive because that's the only thing monarchs will lay their eggs on.
Those were sixth graders Kinsley Schultz and Vanessa Tyler from Pleasant Plains Middle School. Tyler says if it became the state wildflower, more people would think milkweed was cool. The legislation has bipartisan support, but it's likely to have at least one opponent, State Senator Tom Rooney from Rolling Meadows. He's proposed repealing all state designations, including the state insect, the monarch butterfly. I'm Tom Lisi.
Former Chicago Public Schools head Paul Vallis is now the interim administrator at Chicago State University. The university's board of trustees also named Arts and Sciences Dean Rachel Lindsay as interim president. Vallis was one of four trustees appointed to the board in January by Governor Bruce Rauner. He resigned earlier this month to pursue the administrative position. Vallis ran a losing campaign for Illinois governor after heading Chicago's schools from 1995 to 2001. Then he ran for public schools in Philadelphia and Bridgeport, Connecticut. Governor Pat Quinn picked him to be his running mate in his losing bid for re-election in 2014. Chicago State has been plagued by financial, academic, and leadership issues. Enrollment has fallen by half since 2010, and hundreds of employees were laid off last year amid a financial crisis brought on by the state's budget impasse. We've got a breezy day in store for us today. We'll see a high around 73 degrees with clouds moving in and a chance of showers and thunderstorms by this afternoon into tonight. I'm Jennifer Fuller.